WHST Pigeon and 1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And also by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Joe Ritchie in Bad Axe. The Village of Fairgrove may have two new firefighters who might join the department. During the last village meeting, it was reported the department has two cadets who are in the process of learning the ins and outs of being a firefighter. The cadets, who are a junior and a senior student at the Tuscola Tech Center, are taking the center's Fire Academy program. This is the second year the Tech Center has offered the program. Students who are in the program have the opportunity to earn 12 college credits toward a degree in fire science from Delta College. The instructor of the program is supplied through a cooperative agreement with Delta College. When the students finish their coursework at the college, they will have earned their Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 certifications. With those certifications in hand, they are eligible for employment as a firefighter when they turn 18 years old. It was also reported during the meeting that the National Fire Incident Reporting System, which is a voluntary national system for fire departments to report data on incidents they handled, will need to be upgraded. As the leaves change colors and fall to the ground and winter slowly creeps in, you might be wondering to yourself, when is the last time you should cut your grass for the season? In Michigan, the best time to give your lawn its final cut before winter is usually in late October to early November. Once daytime temperatures consistently drop below 50 degrees, or a hard frost is about a week away, you can safely mow your last mow of the year. Most Michigan lawns contain cool season grasses such as Kentucky bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescues. Before winter sets in, you should cut these grasses to about 2 to 2.5 inches tall. Grass at this height helps in several ways. It prevents snow mold and fungal growth from matted grass, discourage rodents from nesting in the lawn, promote a healthy green up in the spring. A few other tips to keep in mind as mowing season winds down in Michigan. Never mow when the grass is frosted or frozen. It can damage the blades and crown. Gradually lower the mower blade with each late fall cut and avoid removing more than 1/3 of grass height at a time. Rake or mulch leaves before the final mow to prevent smothering and mold. Hopefully these tips will help point you in the right direction to keep your lawn healthy and be in good shape for next spring. A woman and a young child were rescued by Michigan State Police troopers this week after the woman recounted being held captive and tortured for months in a northern Michigan home. The incident began on Monday when a relative of the 38-year-old woman contacted police because they were afraid for her safety. The relative told police they believed the woman was in danger of domestic assault. Troopers responded to a home in Grand Traverse County's Union Township where they arrested Dwayne Charles Heidi, 42, who had an outstanding warrant for non-payment of child support. Police said Heidi was uncooperative, who then used a warrant to search the home. Interviews with the victim, a 38-year-old New Mexico woman, indicated that she and her child were being held against their will by Heidi at the Union Township home, state police said. Over the past few months, the woman recounted being beaten, choked, threatened, sexually assaulted, and tortured. The suspect also took the woman's cell phone and kept it from her. She was not able to call the police or get medical help. Heidi was arraigned in the 86th District Court on Thursday. He is charged with unlawful imprisonment, torture, resisting and obstructing police, and as a habitual offender. He remains lodged in the Grand Traverse County Jail. We will be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Frank, what are you counting?
Oh, hi, Sally. I'm counting how much my loan payment would be if I took out a loan at Bayport State Bank for a new possum barn.
Oh, Frank. Just go to BayportStateBank.com and use their financial calculator to see if you can afford it. Or just go to one of their offices and talk to an ag lender.
Sally, you're so smart. I knew there was a reason I married you. Let me go check.
Oh, Frank.
Sally, great news. I can get a new possum barn.
That's great.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you counting now?
How many more possums I can fit in my new barn?
Oh, Frank.
Bayport State Bank with four locations to serve you in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Ben 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year using a plan pricing and include all factory rebates.
A 60-year-old pedestrian was killed when she was struck by a vehicle Friday, October 31st on U.S. 2 in the Upper Peninsula. The Iron County Sheriff's Office said the victim, whose name has not been released, was struck by a car around 10:15 a.m. near Idlewild Road. The driver, a 43-year-old Crystal Falls woman, was not hurt. It was the second recent death of a pedestrian in the area. On October 20th, a 25-year-old journeyman lineman preparing worksite was struck by a vehicle and killed in neighboring Marquette County. Jack Rantanen was laying wire on the side of M533 near Silver Creek Road when he was struck, and he died at the scene. Israel says the remains of three people handed over by Hamas to the Red Cross this week do not belong to any of the hostages. A military official first confirmed the statement, speaking to the Associated Press on Saturday. Later, the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also confirmed it. The Red Cross had said on Friday evening it received the unidentified remains in Gaza and handed them over to Israeli authorities. Since the ceasefire began earlier this month, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 17 hostages. Remains of 11 other hostages still remain in Gaza. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC, and also by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And let's see here.